Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi there.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about how to find a property, really any property, with ParcelFact.com. It's one of my favorite, it is my favorite product that we are rolling out here in just a couple weeks. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the Land Academy / Land Investors online community. It's free.
Cool. David V. asked, or stated, I like this even better, great deal to brag about. What day was this? How recent is this?
Really, really recent.
Oh, good. Okay.
I got these questions and all of them for this week right off of Success Plan, copy and paste.
Cool. All right. Great deal to brag about. Just did a deal that produced over 3,000% return. Oh my gosh. 2 acres, paid $500.
Wow.
I sold on terms, $1,000 down, $299 doc fee, $205 a month for 72 months.
Wow.
Oh, and these people, I'm sure think they got, they're like, we own 2 acres now. I have to pay $200 a month for a while, but I bought those 2 acres.
And they're probably buying it. I know David. They're buying it for half of what it's worth.
Yeah. And then Seriously. Here's two more things. He said, the best thing about the deal is that I never communicated with the buyer.
Well, that is the best thing.
I just woke up one morning to the sale in my inbox. Love it.
I know. For publicity like this.
I was going to say, David, this is the same guy who said, I never lost $20,000 on a land deal.
On a house deal.
Right. No, on a land deal. He never lost $20,000 because he did on a house deal.
Oh, right,
Jill. Because we were
right.
having this discussion one time with all of our, we were on a call. We had a big group on a call and we were having discussion about flipping homes versus flipping land. And then David piped in, well, I never lost $20,000 on a land deal.
Right.
So there we go. We know guys that have lost millions. I mean, literally a guy who lost $1 million here in South Bay in Southern California because he bought this property, sunk so much money into it, didn't sell, took $1 million hit.
Gosh, that's awful.
I know.
I mean, I remember that. We were out to dinner with those guys, like, whatever, 6 months ago.
Yeah, like, oh, that hurts.
It's just a tragic story. I just sat there and, you know, I don't know. It's awful.
It hurts. It does. You know what happens.
Oh, yeah. We've lost money in house deals. Not like that, but geez.
Exactly. So, have we lost any? Well,
yeah.
I don't look at it. There's one.
You know
I don't
what?
Think we really
we haven't
lost any.
Money.
But there was one that we didn't do like we could have done because we were done.
We lost opportunity cost, right? What ended up happening is we did okay on it. But we both looked at each other at the end and said, boy, if we were just buying and selling 40-acre properties throughout this whole process, I think we would have made a little bit more than we did. Mm-hmm. I think we made like, that deal prompted a lot of stuff.
Well, I was talking about the deal with the guest house. That deal, we could have held out and done better on, but we didn't want to.
Right,
we were kind of over that deal. Now you know
oh my
what
gosh,
about.
Yes.
So.
No, I would have paid to get out of that.
That's what I mean. We'll leave it at that.
Well said, Jill.
Thank you.
Wow, I just feel great now.
Don't you?
I have my whole fortunate, now my, you just cleaned up my whole month. I feel great that we don't own that piece of real estate any longer.
There you go. So that's good.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landacademy.com. Today's topic, find any information about any property with ParcelFact.com. This is the meat of the show. Like all of our products and everything that we do for these members, our members and beyond, it's out of requests. So it turns out I'm among the majority when I say I really hate posting property. Ask any real estate agent, anyone, any real estate agent you know, or if you are one, how much fun it is to get a listing and put a bunch of information into a spreadsheet or into a website somewhere. Mm-hmm. In their case, it's the MLS. Well, it's the same thing with investors. They can't stand it. Mm-hmm. And it takes hours. Sometimes it takes a day.
Mm-hmm.
We solved it. You put in the state and the county and then the APN or the Accessible Parcel Number, and about 400 statistics, all backed up right from the county assessor, populate into a posting, including images, mm-hmm. pictures,
GPS, maps,
and you name it, tax values, prior sales value,
legal
liens, all of it. So it takes all the malarkey out of it, and it's in a matter of seconds that it all happens. So whether you're reviewing an acquisition and you just type it in to see if you want to do the deal, you can get all the information there. Or whether you actually bought the property and you're posting it, or you listed it, or anything else, it populates it, and then eventually, when we release the site, eventually there'll be another button and you post it everywhere. Mm-hmm. Post it on Landpin, Landwatch, Land and Farm, or in the case of a house, we'll connect it to the MLS so it gets posted there and everywhere else. But that's down the road. When we release the site and we're really close to releasing it, it's
life changing.
It will change.
Let me back up.
It'll change out with the way that Jill and I buy property. We should have done this years ago.
Can I explain it the Jill way?
Yeah.
Okay. So imagine this. So when we say find a property, so you send out your offers. You found a county. You isolated your list. You have all the parcel information. You haven't looked at them yet because you shouldn't look at them yet. You don't want to spend a lot of time looking over 1,500 properties until you even see who's even serious and might want to sell to you. So you send out all these offers to these owners. Now the offers come back. So I open my mail and I have a signed purchase agreement. Someone like this guy, David, you know, it's a 2-acre property. I offered him $500 and they just signed it and sent it back and said, yes, I will take your $500. Now my work starts.
That's right. Now the fun ends and the work starts.
I have to go, okay.
After you're done jumping up and down.
Right. Where is this? Do I even really want this? Does it have access? Is it a good property? I mean, all these different things. I need to go look at it now. That's where the headache can begin, because especially, great, I have the parcel information. Okay, what if the county doesn't have a good GIS mapping site? Well, that didn't work. You know, there's all kinds of things that I need to find it, and I want the GPS coordinates. And not only do I want the GPS coordinates, let's be honest. I don't want just the center of the property. I want the whole outline of the property too. So this can take some time, and it's a process, and you have to learn how to do it, to go and figure it out. And what if the legal description too, by the way, imagine this, because we've had that. Imagine you have the legal description and it's not a lot, you know, in a subdivision. It's the northwest corner of the southeast half of the northwest half of this section of this township and this range. So there's something else I've got to learn. So this is why when Jack says it can take a day, it can take a day. Okay, so that's what you're faced with, all right? And then I want to look up the tax situation and all that good stuff. All right, I got to do a lot of due diligence. This is, I open up parcelfact.com. I can put in the state, the county, and the APN, the assessor's parcel number, and there it is. I have not only just the map, I have all that information, all those details. And it's, when we tested this, I was blown away. I remember our tech guy said, ready, watch, 1-1,002. I'm like, oh, it's there. I'm like, oh my gosh. And the property that we looked at didn't just have four corners. It had like 19 different points. It was one of those crazy properties that extends over here and it cuts up there and it goes over there. It's like not even a star shaped. I don't even know how to describe this property, but it was really funky. And it had it perfect. And I can right now look at it and go, oh, there it is. I see it. Oh, and here's the tax information. Here's the owner. I can confirm it all. And now I can, in 2 seconds instead of 2 days, decide, make my decision. Yes, I want it. So thank you. That was my description. And thank you for letting me go there.
You've never been so turned on in my life.
Oh, no. Oh, cut. No. Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Thank you, Jack.
You know what's great, Jill, about you and I as a team? You know, I just come at this from some database weird, you know. It's just, I come at it as a nerd. Like the whole back-end production piece and the weird part of it.
That's how you think. I don't think it's nerd. It's just how you think.
I come at it, I see everything as like a schematic. Mm-hmm. And you see it as someone else who's kind of new or doesn't get it completely yet sees it.
That's
no,
hilarious.
I'm serious. And then you can communicate.
You kind of walk around like you don't really get it, but you do.
No, I'm serious. So it's a compliment.
Thank you.
Well said. No, this tool is awesome. It's nothing short of awesome. It's, you know, we've been in the beta for a month and I still can't get over it.
This really is life changing. This like makes me cry. Like if we had this way back when, how many more deals we could be doing and how much faster.
Yeah.
And like you said too, that we're going to link that like to our LandPin site. I mean, that's life changing for those people. When you go to post the property, it's going to pull in all the stuff for you. You don't even have to do it. I mean,
there's 148 million line items in this database that it's pulling from. And not, which is in and of itself, that's all the property in the country, minus like 3 or 4%, only because those counties aren't participating. And in and of itself, that's not that crazy because that's been around for a while. But what's changed and what our guys changed is how fast it pulls up and how nice it is. Mm-hmm. Once it is up, it's actually usable. So I don't even think you know this, but the day that we launched that is the day that you will be able to do that in LandPin too. Mm-hmm. Type in those things and it'll populate it.
It'll be the same day.
And it'll be,
good.
You know, it'll be missing like two fields of information and that's it.
Cool.
And you hit enter, it will take less than 10 seconds to post a property on LandPin.
It'd be awesome.
And then another 10 seconds to push the button so it goes everywhere else. I don't know what else to say.
That's
just amazing.
I know. Well, you know, what's that worth? I mean, think about it. 2 days of my time? Oh, my gosh. It probably could take 2 days. Seriously, by the time I find the property, I have to and get all the stuff together. And then I got to go and repost it everywhere. Even though I'm copying and pasting it, that takes some time.
You know, my sister's a real estate agent in northern Michigan, and she said it takes me a day and a half. Or not her now, but it takes her people a day and a half to post a property on the MLS.
I got it. Yeah, so if you want to be on the inside track and you want to have access to this and you want to know right when it comes out that day, go to parcelfact.com right now and just put your name in and get on the email list, and then you'll be notified. And you'll probably get some advanced cool stuff so you can kind of peek at it too. I have a feeling Jack will do that.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, advanced cool stuff, peek at it.
Uh-huh.
That's what it's called.
Jack,
that's a direct quote.
Where did you go?
That's what it said. That's what you said.
I did say that, but you took it to a different level. Wow.
Why wouldn't I? Our show.
Dude, you can't say that. Hey, you want to peek at it?
That's what it is. You're jealous that I even brought it up first.
I can't believe you took that out of context. You took my words and just, my goodness. Jack.
Now it's time to join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information for a bunch of reasons. That's me.
And keep it hidden for a bunch of reasons. That's me.
I never get what I want.
To not get what you want.
Just get teased.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your all types of ambition.
Oh my gosh.
Jill.
Wow.
It turns so fast sometimes.
It's so funny. The things that you pick up on, it's like, you know, I was watching a funny show the other day. It was so cute. I like that show once in a while too. I'm on Netflix, Tim Allen, you know, Last Man Standing.
Uh-huh.
And the two daughters crack me up and the dad's laughing because the one said, how could you say that to your sister? That's so mean. And he turns to the sister and says, and how could you set her up like that? You know, and like, that was so perfect. That's it.
That's a great equal way to discipline both kids with one comment.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's how I feel it happens to us. Like, you're right. How could you take advantage of me like that? And how could I leave it open like that?
Right.
I did. Hey, I just handed that to you.
If you're from California, listener, you already know this, but for the rest of you, it turns out you can go watch all of these shows. You can watch them being filmed for free.
You just
got to sign up. It's on the internet. So Jill and I spend a lot more time now here in Southern California, and so she turned me on to this thing. So now that's what, instead of like going to a movie, we actually go watch shows being...
Yeah, once in a while we'll go down
being
to the
recorded.
Studio, and it's fun.
And freaking blast.
Uh-huh.
Watch all these actors make mistakes and stuff. You know, we see them on the screen, and it's like everything's perfect. Oh, it's not perfect at all. It's a mess sometimes.
Right. Makes us feel a lot right. better about our stuff.
You can go see Dr. Phil screaming at his whole crew if you want.
Love it.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.